This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm Mike Lamp. A just-launched initiative campaign would make it harder for companies to fire workers. CPR's Benta Berkland has more.
The initiative would require companies to document a reason for laying someone off, for cause. If backers gather enough signatures, it would go on the statewide ballot in November of 2026. The campaign launch comes as Polis says he'll veto a union bill just passed by Democratic lawmakers to make it easier for workers to fully unionize. The bill eliminates a second vote required before union fees can be deducted from all workers to cover things like collective bargaining costs. But Polis says there should be a high threshold if every worker is forced to pay union fees. I'm Benta Berkland, CPR News.
The state is trying to encourage more housing in Denver and other cities. A new state law allows apartment buildings with just a single exit staircase. The new law applies to buildings that are five stories or less, with no more than four units to a floor. They'll need to have safety features like automatic sprinklers and fire-resistant building materials. The idea is to let developers include more units in their smaller projects at lower costs without sacrificing safety. Gold Star families have free lifetime access to national parks. Now a bill from Colorado Republican Congressman Gabe Evans would extend that to include families of members who died of service-related illnesses or accidents. It's named after a Colorado Army National Guard member Evans served with.
It is my sincere hope that this bill can play a small role in helping military families like the Belos find peace in their loss and honor their loved ones who were taken from them too soon.
A similar bill has passed in the House in the past, but was not taken up by the Senate. Mostly sunny, breezy along the Front Range in Denver and Colorado Springs. Its highs today in the 70s. This is CPR News, NKRCC.